Hey, this is Cindy, and I am thrilled to be here today to talk to my friend and colleague, Misa Hopkins. It just feels wonderful to get to share her with you. Misa is the guardian of a native path of awakening in the sacred feminine. As part of this native sacred feminine practice she teaches, she was given a map to awakening through your emotions. In a vision she received while doing one of the ancient ceremonies in this practice, she was shown that there are 10 emotions the soul longs to have fulfilled when you come to Earth. As these emotions are fulfilled, your heart and mind take you into greater states of consciousness as you awaken to your true nature. Today, we're going to explore one of those emotional needs with Misa, and she'll take us through one of the traditional meditations for being able to receive life's gifts: health, relationship, partnership, and divine grace. This is just really, really exciting. I've been held by Misa. I've experienced what goes on when you're held in one or more of these emotional needs, and my heart's starting to pound and open, and just all sorts of tingling going on as I consider what is about to happen. Hi, Misa.
Hey, Cindy. It's so good to be chatting with you today. I'm excited. I'm really excited to share this, so thanks for creating this opportunity. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, and I'm getting teary. Just feel really blessed that we're able to do this for everyone. Mm-hmm. Would you like to tell people about the vision and a little bit about the 10 emotional needs, and maybe then we can step into what we're going to do here this afternoon?
Yeah, I'd love to. Some years ago, I was given an ancient medicine bowl, estimated to be over 1,000 years old. And this bowl was used for women's practices in awakening, and those practices were done at the water. So it's very much based in our connection to the watery womb of the mother and the watery womb within our own beings, within our own bodies. These practices, the women developed over hundreds and hundreds of years, generation to generation. And then there was about a 100-year period where they were not taught. The story was that these traditions would come back when women and men were ready to receive the sacred feminine, what we call the sacred feminine. And I was initiated some years ago to bring them back. About a year and a half ago, I was doing a visioning ceremony with initiated elders. And this is something we do annually, where we come together and we hold people who are most in need. So we have held leaders, presidents of countries, people who have influence in national affairs, whose spirits allow us to hold them. We have held individuals who have lived through trauma and maybe are still struggling through that trauma, victims of abuse, and people who have been perpetrators of abuse, because our wounds create more woundedness. And this practice is about honoring, loving the places that are broken and hurt within us, and also loving those deep desires to experience, to be what we have come here to be, and to live fulfilled lives. So we honor the full spectrum of what it means to be human through our emotions. I was in ceremony, in meditation, very, very deep. I was taken into a vision, and in the vision, I was remembering my mother, hundreds of years ago it felt like, who was carrying me in her womb, and she was excited, and I could feel the excitement in her body and the flutter in her heart because her water had broken and she was ready to give birth. And she called me by my sacred name and said, "She's coming. She's coming. I have to get to the Guardian's Lodge and let her know." And it was so incredible to feel how wanted I was. And as the vision continued, I felt my father come into the space. I felt myself coming into the world and their love immediately wrapping around me, and the guardian's love, the guardian of these traditions and practices, which is my privilege now. So she, in those days, was there for my birth. This beautiful room of people welcoming me, singing me my sacred song, speaking my sacred name, letting me know how excited they were about the journey we were about to embark on together. My father telling me how he would be there for me, he would provide, he would protect. My mother letting me know she would always be there to bring me comfort when I needed comfort, to tend to my journey with joy. I came out of the vision totally enwrapped in how special I felt and realizing how natural it was. I didn't realize that I even needed to have those feelings, to know that I was wanted, to know that I could be received so fully. Days after the ceremony, I found myself being very conscious about my husband, people I talked with, my clients. Do they feel wanted? Do they feel received? What's going on in their lives? And how might I, as a conscious woman, be there for them, for their fulfillment? So it was incredible. It was just incredible to receive something you didn't even know you wanted that was important, you know.
Right.
And there it is. And as you know, Cindy, because you've experienced so much of this with me, this the opportunity to feel an emotional need met comes through the fundamental meditation in this practice, which we call holding. And holding is that honoring of the emotions without trying to do anything to them or fix them or send light to them or make them better, just truly honoring what is there. And the feelings that we're having in this moment as true indicators of our sacred self longing to emerge.
And it's hard to put words to my experience with the holdings, being held in a state of being wanted, being received, being loved, being honored and cherished. They always leave me feeling more peaceful and more open. And on a very, very deep level, they are just opening me to greater life experiences and a greater feeling of groundedness and loved and acceptance of who I am and why I'm here. It's a sacred experience, and it feels really good.
It does, doesn't it? Actually, Cindy, I think you've described it beautifully. And it is difficult to describe a quality of living and being that is deeper, more profound than the moment before, right? And the moment before that. It's this, as we were talking about this morning earlier, this kind of all-encompassing experience of love and feeling it open like a flower, petal by petal by petal.
Right.
And sometimes it's very subtle. Go ahead.
Right. I was going to say the change is subtle, and it's such that it's often, and I've made this a habit, you know, on a fairly regular basis, I'll look back on my life 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, you know, either read old journals or just look at where I was. And that's the only way sometimes that I can really acknowledge the shift. You know,
yeah.
Lately it's been, wow, that heart pain I've been living with that, you know, has been there so often that I started to ignore it. It's not there anymore, you know.
Yeah.
Or I'm not reacting to the world in the same way. And there's this peacefulness that reaches out and allows people to be who they are. You know,
yeah.
It's all just part of the process, and it's beautiful.
It is beautiful, and it is subtle. It's very feminine in that way. It's not like a jolt and a big shift. It's this subtle day-by-day energy that's gradually taking you into a state of what we call becoming the person of your choosing.
Yeah, so tell me now, I've experienced the holding because you and I do a lot of meditation and prayer and connection work together. You, though, have taken this vision and brought it into a place that becomes more readily available to anyone who's called to do the work. Can you talk about that a little?
Yeah, I was inspired because even before the ceremony, I was inspired because I was seeing tangible results with people I loved and my clients. And I said, oh my gosh, there's a whole lot more here than I ever realized. For example, one woman was holding her husband who needed new employment, held his intention and his desire every morning. And within a week, he had 3 potential job opportunities. Another experience that I had personally was watching cancer leave my body. I did the holding every day. And 2 things, I dissolved a tumor in my breast and my cancer disappeared. Another friend of mine ended 15 years of chronic genetic depression by doing the holding meditation every day for 90 days. And she'd lived with it for 15 years. So I was seeing these very, very dramatic results and curious now about what would happen with individuals who wanted to explore the 10 emotions with me in a very, very deep way. I offered a class, and the largest class I've ever had. So many people, I didn't realize how many people out there were really, truly dedicated to deep spiritual work and deeply dedicated to their emotional bodies. We went through every single one of the 10 emotional needs, and it was exquisite. I mean, the same thing. People were having that experience of a quality in their life they didn't even know they needed, and watching how their world changed. Things literally look different, smell different, taste different. They sound different when those needs were being fulfilled. The one I really want to share today, because obviously we're not going to go through all 10 of them today, was working with the emotional need of feeling received. That was the second of the 2 that I experienced in my vision. The first was being wanted, and the second being received by my family. And what I found in working with people is that those 2 pretty significantly are needs that have not been met in our world today, because parents don't know how to call their children in such a way, in a spiritual way, like we used to know, so that a child truly feels wanted from the moment they are conceived in the womb, or to feel fully received without all of the stresses that parents today struggle with. So they tend to be big gaps in our feeling okay here. And feeling received, if you don't feel received, you might find that you have a difficult time receiving money, receiving healing, receiving people into your life and trusting people in your life. You might find that it's difficult to receive help because you're more inclined to do it yourself. Or you might find that you're feeling rejected or alone. And what we've found in working with this meditation is that when you do feel received, you receive others with ease. It's easier to receive what you need and what you desire at every level. And a sense of doing this with others, and that it's a joyful expression of life. Being received is just a powerful emotional need to have fully met.
So what are we going to do with it here and now?
Let's do it and experience it. Before we begin, I want to be really clear that there's a side effect that comes with acknowledging what you want. If you want to experience being received more fully than you were when you were born, the side effect is that you might have feelings of not feeling received come up in the middle of the meditation. I'll address that as we go into it, but it's significant to acknowledge that if you feel that, and I'm speaking about a moment of being received, follow your own feelings. Go into that space of love and tenderness and holding, just like a mother or a father holds a child. Hold that emotion of feeling unwanted as though it was a wounded child or a child in need. Does that make sense, Cindy?
It does.
Okay, awesome. Well, let's begin. Please sit comfortably. It's good to have your feet flat on the floor, hands in an open position, spine comfortable. Just make sure your spine feels comfortable. And breathe with me into the space that you are. Notice the space between your thoughts. We now know that physical reality is actually more space than vibration. And space is the energy of the yin and the feminine. Notice the space between your breath. It is sacred. Let it be dark and cool and quiet, for that is the nature of the primordial womb of all life. Just like a mother's womb, dark and still and gentle. Allow yourself to remember a moment when you felt love, any kind of love, being loved, loving another person or animal, or both, being loved and loving. It can be a love of delight, a love of compassion, spiritual consciousness, romantic love, any love that opens you to the state of being that is love. Allow your awareness of love and space to anchor inside you, in the place of your energetic womb. Women and men have an energetic womb. And feel the expansiveness as your energetic womb carries you into the primordial womb of all life. Space, dark and cool and restful, place to be at ease. Let your imagination bring you whatever you need to feel at peace and safe. Give yourself permission to move forward or backwards in time to a life when you feel the anticipation of you, the desire for you. Desire that is a reflection of divine desire that you, with your unique feelings and talents and gifts, are wanted, deeply wanted. And you are being held in the womb of a mother who is about to give birth to you. Feel the water around you, the silence, and the muffled sounds of people in the room speaking, song that is familiar to you, being sung, and great waves of energy seem to be pushing you through to the other side. And it is warm and pleasing there is a thrill in the room that you were here and you can feel your mother's sigh in relief that you are here. And warm hands pick you up and clean you and sing to you your song, your life song. And welcome you by your most sacred name. And there, in that awareness of yourself, your song, your name, reminding your soul of who you are, you are placed in your mother's arms. Her voice is familiar. She is so thrilled to hold you, to meet you in this way. And you can hear your father's voice. And it is soothing. And his hand touches yours. And it is strong and certain. He is ready to be there for you, as is your mother. And they welcome you into their lives to make a journey together in this world. If at any moment you're reflecting on parts of your own soul experience, a lifetime when you did not feel received, hold that gently with great love for the little one, the baby, who wanted to feel received, and receive him or her now. Be that father, that mother, so thrilled, so committed, so excited, it is you, and you are here. Hold the part that hurts and aches, and hold the part of you that longs for and wants to feel. And give yourself permission to feel it, even if it's a little bit. To feel received. Give yourself permission to return to this place as often as you need to, every day, until feeling received is fully a part of you. And with this awareness, feeling it, seeing it, sensing it, hearing it, knowing it, whatever way your senses work. In three breaths, we're going to bring ourselves back into the body. Take a big inhale and exhale through your mouth. Do this two more times. And bring yourself all the way back into your body. Feel your chair, your body, your hands, your feet, your arms, your legs. Stretch when you can feel your body very gently. Open your eyes. How are you doing, Cindy?
Wow. That was beautiful. I went to a deep place I don't recall. It's an interesting thing. You know, there was a part of my mind that said, now stay present. Don't go deep. But I went deep. I feel like something has shifted. Time will tell what, but that was just so beautiful and powerful.
I think when we go somnambulatory, that place where we're not seeing or hearing anything, we're going to another life or a very deep and important time for our soul. And we don't need to remember the details, particularly when you're talking about birth, because there aren't many details you're still discovering. But it's a powerful place to be, don't you agree?
It is very powerful. So what you just did here, is this something that you would recommend people repeating? That's the first question. And the second question is, how is this different than what is contained in your course?
This is very close to what we do in the course. We spend a lot more time in the course talking about what kinds of experiences you have if you haven't felt received. We go much deeper into that and what benefits there are when you feel received. The meditation's a bit longer, and I go right into feeling received by divine consciousness, and then into feeling received in the human body.
And your recommendation on how to use this meditation, or for people who are going to click the link and learn a little bit more about all 10 emotional needs?
I recommend working with them at least a week. Many of my clients over the years have chosen to work with them 30 days to 90 days. That is such a significant transformation point for most people. If it's not shifting within a short amount of time, then you want to give yourself permission, if you're going through all 10, go back to any one or two that just didn't seem to have a fairly immediate response and spend 30 to 90 days with it. We had one woman in the class who decided that she just wanted to focus on feeling wonder. She had never felt wonder before, which is a primary energy you need in order to feel safe exploring life. Without wonder, you have no sense of that deep curiosity that, oh, that could be so exciting, that could be fun. You don't have that. So she stayed with wonder until she finally felt it. And she was so excited when she wrote me and said, I know what it feels like now. Yay! So and then it was just fun to speculate, what's that like when you feel something that everybody else takes for granted and now you feel it and you feel that spark of love for your life and joy for your life and anticipation about what's coming next. You know, that's life transforming. One sweet emotion is changing your life forever. That is thrilling to me.
Wow. Well, I have taken a number of your other courses, but I am now convinced I'm going to begin this one.
Mm.
Happy today.
Yay. Well, I have to share with you just one of the things a woman said that after the class that touched my heart. And she said she arranged a visit to her family. And she'd had a very difficult time with her parents, by the way. I found myself having totally different, more positive feelings toward my parents and other family members. I think I've been expecting something they could never give me despite how much they tried. And I could never appreciate their efforts because they didn't know how to meet my exact emotional needs. This time, I actually felt all the love and care they've given me throughout my whole life. I was able to be less judgmental and help them. When I got home and listened to the final recording and felt even deeper waves of healing and release. On top of that, my relationship with my partner dramatically changed for better, as well as with my son. Isn't that yummy?
That is beautiful. Who would you recommend this program to?
I found that everyone who came to the class and the people who were most drawn to do this work are individuals who like doing deep spiritual work. They like being in the meditative state. They like having their visions, their clairaudience, their clairsentience, all of their inner senses opened. The people who came to this class, and I've taught classes for years, and as you know, Cindy, oftentimes people buy a class. I've done it too. You buy a class and then it just sits on the shelf, right? That wasn't the case with this class. the vast majority of the people who registered attended all the classes. And to me, it was a signal that this class speaks to people who love to do deep work. They want to go into what we now call the shamanic realm, deeper places, and are willing to be in a whole new relationship with their emotions and a whole new relationship with their lives.
Well, you know me, the deeper the better.
Me too. You can read about all 10 of them, see what it is that might be a little off for you in your life, you know, areas that have been difficult to heal and which emotion that's attached to, and then what may shift for you as you feel fulfilled. Read them all, see which ones are calling to you, and then decide if this might be the right thing for you. Just click the button below.
That'll do it. I think I have to go outside and stick my feet in some dirt or something to fully come back. Flying. This has been wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for letting me share this with you, Cindy, and with all the beautiful people you get to serve. It's a treat.
Very good. I love you, Misa. I love everyone who is listening to this recording. Have a fabulous day.
Indeed. Love you too. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.